Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Tuesday morning the 6th of May. The six times champion jockey Kieran Fallon, now very much in the veteran stage of his career, showed that he is no back number by partnering Knight of Thunder to victory in a dramatic 2000 guineas at Newmarket last Saturday. He was the first classic winner for trainer Richard Hannon Jr. in his debut season after taking over the license from his father and champion trainer Richard Hannon Sr. Knight of Thunder was returned at 40-1 with a much vaunted pair of Kingman and Australia, having to settle for second and third place, respectively. Of Hannon's other two runners in the Classic for Colts, Shifting Power was fourth and the fancied Tourmore was seventh. Last year's Racing Post Trophy winner at Doncaster, Kingston Hill, was eighth, and his trainer Roger Varian said that he could go for next week's Dante Stakes at York prior to taking part in the Derby. With the one Yorkshire-trained colt in the race, the Grey Gatsby, representing the Hambleton Yard of trainer Kevin Ryan, was 10th of the 14 runners. But it was Fallon's day, as he rode his fifth 2,000 guineas winner. On Sunday, it was the turn of three-year-old fillies in the 1,000 guineas at Newmarket, and it was a case of Vive la France, as Miss France, trained at Chantilly by André Fabre and ridden by Maxime Guillaume, defeated the fast-finishing Lightning Thunder by a neck. It meant that master trainer Fabre completed a full set of British classics. Fabre and Guillaume had earlier combined to win the Group 3 Dahlia Stakes with Esoterique. Both Knight of Thunder and Lightning Thunder won conditions races for two-year-olds last season at Doncaster. Well, closer to home, Ruth Carr, who trains at Stillington near York, sent out Fort Bastion to win the Thirst Hunt Cup on Saturday, and followed that up by landing the feature race at Beverley yesterday, Bank Holiday Monday, courtesy of Dubai Dynamo. Well, there's racing this evening at Catterick starting at 6 o'clock. And course and distance winner Pacheno could be the answer to the handicap race over 7 furlongs at 7.30. Well, Al Furat, trained near Stokesley by Ronnie Barr, is my selection in the handicap race over 2 miles at 8 o'clock. His main rival could be Waltz Darling, who has combined running over hurdles and competing on the flat for Saltburn trainer Keith Reevely. Boxing Shadows won last month at Catterick, and the four-year-old is my selection in the final race at 8.30, a handicap race for sprinters. Well, the elegant three-day May meeting at Chester begins tomorrow, Wednesday. Recent Ripon winner Angel Gabriel can land tomorrow's Chester Cup for Moulton trainer Richard Fahey. Well, there's racing at Ripon on Friday evening, combined with a Theakston's Beer Festival starting at 5.55. The evening theme continues at Thirsk on Saturday, a charity meeting in aid of ABF, the Soldiers Charity, when racing begins at 5.40. Next Monday, there's racing at Doncaster, which gets underway at 1.40. And of course, next week, the prestigious three-day Dante Festival gets underway at York on Wednesday. More about that next Monday. Enjoy your racing.